This whole tkufa begins with Rosh Hashanah, the Chet Adam HaRisha. And of course, we can't even begin to understand anything in Torah, certainly not the Chet Adam HaRisha, who Adam HaRisha was, what it means to be Yitzhak Kapha Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. But from what we can understand about the Amkas, based on what Chazal tell us on our own level, there's a very important yesod which emerges from the Chet Adam HaRishon, and as such, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the entire Tkufa which we're in, Yom HaNoraim, shifting into Sukkos, culminating with Shemini Atzeres. It's a Zman of Tshuva. When he emerged from a discussion which we had over Shabbos, Chabura, is a certain clarity and a depth, a certain amkus in the whole avoid of tshuva, which we still find ourselves in. Just because the Aseres Yemei Tshuva is behind us, so tshuva is a mitzvah all year round, but as the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, that the Yom HaNoraim, if we define it as Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is a zman of tshuva meyira, but Sukkot is a zman of tshuva me'ava. In understanding and explaining the chet of Adam HaRishon, we're going to get straight. A second Torah always has to be shorter than the first Torah, and it has to be a different signon b'chlal. So we're going to go straight up. You should never say straight down. I once said to my Rebbe, I once said to my Rebbe something along the lines of, like, are you going to come like down to the Beis Medrash? She's like, I won't say go down to the Beis Medrash, up to the Beis Medrash. Careful how we say it. So the Torah says about the Chet of Adam HaRishon, Noira Alila Avani Adam. Noira Alila. This Lashon of Alila we find by Paray. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, come and see Esesha Hisalalti B'Mitzrayim. How would you teach Hisalalti, Yossi?
But I made an amusement of them, mocked them.
Yeah, I made an amusement, played with them. Made games out of them. That's what Hashem says. I made games out of Mitzrayim. This is the same lashon the Torah uses in the Medrash when explaining the Chet of the Marishon. Hashem says, Chazal Darshan had to say, Noira Alila Abnei Adam. Wow, what an Alila you made with Adam Marishon. As if to say, like, you set him up for disaster. Adam Marishon was set up to do the Chet. Meaning that Adam Marishon, it wasn't in his wherewithal to not eat from the Eitz Hadas. Probably never heard that before. But that's why it's a medrash. The darshan, the chet of the marishan. We say about that, noyiru alila b'ni adam. Wow. Who would have thought to create a world like this? To create a situation like this? That you set him up that you should have to make the chet. This would explain the very first al-chet which we do. The very first al-chet which we do, which we say, is al-chet, I don't know what the Sfaradim do, but is it this? Al-chet shechatanu lefanacha? Do you do al-chet?
Yeah.
Do
you do al-chet?
No. No, see, you don't do al-chet.
You sing them.
Okay.
Different with the Sfaradim. Gotta do a different plan with
that. They didn't participate in the chet on the Risha. And the reason why that's the very first al-chet, and it's interesting, al-chet, the very first thing that we say is al-chet shechatanu lefanecha ba'ones. Meaning that we're here to give you an entire parsha of al-chet and to say, ashamnu bagana, we did terrible things, and ones rachmana patre. So the first thing we say is al-chet shechatanu lefanecha ba'ones. Shouldn't it be, if we're going to say it, al-chet shechatanu lefanecha beratzon uva'ones, even if you're going to mention ones, why should you have to clap al-chet for an ones? Al-chet shechatanu lefanecha beratzon uva'ones. Because the very first chet of Adam HaRishon was al-chet shechatanu lefanecha beratzon. So why is he held accountable? The reason why he's held accountable is because even though he was ba'ones, he didn't want it enough to not do the chet. Sometimes you have to do an avera, and you have to, but when you're doing the avira, are you really an ones or are you a ratza? The Gemara has a whole sugya, tchilasa ba ones, vesofa ba ratza. Like Esther Hamalka, the Sfarim say Esther is Rashi Teva, tchilasa ones, sofa ratza. The whole parsha, the whole sugya of tchilasa ba ones, sofa ba ratza. Adam may have been an ones, but the Torah says that if you find a woman who's a nara, and a man comes and he takes her, she's held accountable, asher lo yitzak ha'ir, because she didn't cry out to the Baruch Shalom to save her. And if she doesn't cry out, that means that she's moida b'miksas. And the real chet of Adam HaRishon, Rabbi Yisai, was not that he did the chet. He was set up to do the chet. It was that he didn't dive into the Baruch Shalom that he shouldn't do the chet. And this is a timeless lesson, because be'emes, our Yitzhahara is bigger than us. The Gemara says, the Lamali HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, if not for Hashem helping us, we couldn't overcome the Yitzhahara. And the Gemara says about David HaMelech, David lo hoya yochol lamed boy. David couldn't stand up against the Yitzhahara. However big our Yitzhahara as we think are, David HaMelech Yitzhahara was like the worst of them all. The Ben Yishchai says that David HaMelech, we can't even be masig the Yitzhahara David HaMelech had. The Sfarim say he had the Yitzhahara of Esav HaRasha. That was David. He says, how am I supposed to contend with this thing? So he killed it. But how did he kill it? He killed it with his davening. Because with davening, a person is able to reach a place that he's not able to reach on his own. And so be'emes, the real chet of Adam HaRishon was not that he ate from the Eitz Hadas. Because he had to eat from the Eitz Hadas. It was that he wasn't mispalel to the Ribbono Shel Olam that he shouldn't eat from it. That he wasn't a mispalel. Didn't daven. And that's why David HaMelech, who's misaking with his 70 years, the 70 years that Adam HaRishon gave him, he dedicated his life to tefillah. David HaMelech says, Va'ani tefillah. It's not that I daven. I'm a chefta shel tefillah. And by doing so, by taking tefillah, making a matzav out of tefillah, he was misaking the chet Adam HaRishon. Because it's built that way into the Bria, that a person shouldn't say, I can fight my Yetzirah. Yaakov thought he could take on the Sarah Shalesa, right? And he was fighting against them. But he didn't walk away unscathed. Nailed him in the Gidon Asha. And forever we have a Zecher to not eat from the Gidon Asha, to remind every single Jew, this is what happens when you think that you can take the Yitzhahara on your own. You may win, you may be very strong, but you're not going to walk away completely shalem. That was the first chet of Adam HaRishon, was that not that he ate Meitz Hadas, that he wasn't a mispalel, because Hashem wants us to be makir his achdus. The whole point of this word is that we should recognize his oneness. And his oneness means that we recognize and we're makir, that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lesley migam reklom, we have nothing of our own. If we have successes, we have to always very quickly attribute to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I have to say, it's not that I'm a real gibor. You're the gibor. You give me the koyach to be able to be matzliach. Noisim koyach la'asos chayil. That was Shlav 1 of the Chet Adam HaRishon. What was the Shlav 2 of the Chet Adam HaRishon? Hashem turns to Adam HaRishon and he says, you messed up. You blew it. What does Adam HaRishon do? It wasn't me. It was her. That Hashem was giving him a Pesach to do tshuva. And in fact, Hashem says to Adam HaRishon, he says, Va'ata pen yishlach yodu ocho me'yitzachayim. And Chazal say, Ein va'ata elu lashon tshuva, that Hashem was giving him a Pesach. And Adam heard Hashem say, watch this guy, because he may come and eat from the Eitz HaChaim. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that really Hashem was saying to him, you can eat from the Eitz HaChaim. Because if you do a proper tshuva, and if you do tshuva now, I'm going to let you eat from the Eitz HaChaim. Because tshuva is not just about correcting your sins. It's about the reconciliation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, we're being mekatze very much. The Derech Mitzvah Secha, the Tzemach Tzedek, speaks about tshuva. The whole thing of tshuva is that after the mess up, if it's like, let's say, a husband and a wife, they get into a machlekes, if when there's a ritzui, the ritzui is even better than it was before. And here, Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Adam HaRishon, I may have set it up that we should have this pegama in our relationship, but the ritzui is so geshmach. That's what I was looking forward to. And Hashem says, Va'ata, if you do tshuva, pen yishtachel do'achum Yitzchayim, you can eat from the Yitzchayim. He was telling him, eat from the Eitz HaChaim. He didn't tell him to eat from the Eitz HaChaim, but he only hinted to him to eat from all the Atzei Agan. And he should have understood to eat from the Eitz HaChaim. But this time after the Chet, he says, I want you to eat from the Eitz HaChaim. But But instead of doing Ve'ata and doing Tshuva, he blames it on Chava. Strike number two. And that's really why Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot corresponds to Torah. Nope. Tefillah, Tshuva, and Staka. Rosh Hashanah is the day of Tefillah. Yom Kippur is the day of Tshuva. And Sukkot is the man of Staka, like the Ari says, to give Staka on every Sukkot. And that's the Seder HaDvarim. Adam should have been a Mispalo. Nope. Should have done Tshuva. Nope. The only thing which is left is Tzedakah. Tzedakah Tatzah B'Nodes. That we do tzedakah, that we bank on Hashem tzedakah, like we begin slichas l'cha Hashem tzedakah. Ki ein banu masi in my same moment tzedakah v'chesed v'sheinu. Tshuva tzedakah tzedakah ma'avirnes v'agzer. Now understand this very well. What this means about the Eitz Hadas, when you understand it ba'imek, is that Hashem wasn't interested in Adam HaRishon gathering his strength to be able to withstand the nisayon of Eitz Hadas. Hashem was looking for his tshuva. Tshuva kadma la'olam. Tshuva was the tachas of creation. And when you understand that tshuva is the tachas of everything, there's a man who comes along on the scene, David HaMelech, who's a tikkun of Adam HaRishon, who literally created a derech and avodas Hashem out of tshuva. Like we say in Kehel Melech Yoshe, we say derech tshuva haresa. There's the mitzvah of tshuva, but there's a derech and avodas Hashem. And David HaMelech forged a new derech in Hashem, service of Hashem, called derech tshuva. That everything is about tshuva. One of the hardest of Chazal to understand, lanis daiti, which means nothing, is bikish David la'avod avodah zarah. Gemara says that. David wanted to do avodah zarah. Explain that. But it goes in line with that which Chazal say, when David was choyte with Bathsheba, Chazal say, really David was higher than that. David lo hayor roi lo aysa maysa. He wasn't fit to do a maysa like that. Why did he do it? Lo hayores tshuva liyachidim, to teach yachidim that they could be tshuva. Meaning, if David wanted to do such an aveira, to teach all future generations, that you could do a tshuva, even on something like this, you could do a tshuva for. And that was Gilei Arayis. But David HaMelech, he wasn't satisfied with that. He says, I want to do avodah zarah. You know why? Because he wants to do avodah zarah, by say. Because he's looking forward to the masikas and the nachas ruach and the ritu that he's going to have with the Eibishter when he does tshuva on the avodah zarah. That's called derech tshuva haresa. David HaMelech he's welcoming opportunities to do tshuva. You tell David HaMelech he did an avera, he's like, ah, kishmak, now I can do tshuva on it. Instead of a person that he has an experience, he has a run-in with an avera, and he breaks himself down, and the Sfarim say, the atzus is even worse than the avera itself. David HaMelech said, I'm never going to fall, I'm going to stand strong. Not only that, but he welcomed the opportunity of doing a tshuva me'ava and turning all these averas into special jewels in Hashem's crown called, that I turned this avera into a mitzvah called tshuva. Special nachas ruach, the special ritu that Hashem has for the avera. And that's why David HaMelech is the one who says, "Va'ani kirvas Elokim li'toiv." David HaMelech who says, like, again, you have to know they needed a big shmir on this. It doesn't give a person the license to go do averas chas v'shalom. Right? Chazal say, "Echet tava ashuv." If a person does an avera by saying that I'll do the avera and I'll do tshuva, and again, Rabbi said the simple way to explain that gemara means like I really want to do the avera, but then I'll do tshuva afterwards. That's not the real way to explain that gemara. Echet tava ashuv means I'll do the avera with the excuse of doing tshuva so that I could do tshuva. You don't have the koyach, the wherewithal to do tshuva. You may not have the wherewithal, but Hashem Yisbach can give you the wherewithal. And that's what David HaMelech was looking forward to. We can't pretend that we're on the level of David HaMelech. We have to be very careful in everything we do. And there was nobody who was shemitz like David HaMelech. He was the biggest Yerush Shemayim who ever lived. But when he fell, and when he fell hard, David HaMelech said, I'm so grateful to you that I could do a tshuva. V'ani kivas elokim litov. Whatever closeness I had before this avera, I'm looking forward to an even sweeter closeness now. So to him, it wasn't about the scorecard, how many mitzvahs I do, how many averis I do. He was focused on one thing. What kirves elokim can I have from this? He looked at everything as an opportunity to compose HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sounds like it's David's ushbizin tonight, right? This is... Huh? No, it's Moshe's, yeah. So, Evan Masu Haboinim Hayesalu Eshpina. David HaMelech, he takes all the Evan Masus, all the Averas, and he says, Hayesalu Eshpina, He's able to make a special crown out of it. And that's really what the sukkah is all about. But we're sitting right now under the garbage of the tree, right? It's called Psoilis Garen V'yakev. It's the psoilis of the tree. What do you do with this otherwise? It's garbage. We're sitting underneath the garbage, but it becomes L'roish Pina. We put it on top. Because it's called Sukkas David. We're sitting in the Sukkah of David. Only David HaMelech had the oimek to understand this derech called derech tshuva, that you can walk away from Mashon Yom Kippur and say, what am I going to do with all these averes? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put them on the top of the schach. Shem Shemayim Schal and the schach of the Sukkah. That's where the Shem Shemayim Schal. According to the Rosh. And that's why it's not just called Sukkas David, it's called Sukkas David HaNofeles, and Nofeles is Lashon now. Which means that it's constantly, perpetually falling. That's David HaMelech. He's always falling. The Gemara calls David a Barnafli. That really he didn't have any life at all. I didn't have to give him life. Barnafli means that he's constantly, constantly falling. And he was constantly falling, because we don't know the story of David HaMelech's life before he killed his Yitzhar. We just know that David HaMelech has Melech Yisrael. But we don't know how many times David HaMelech fell to the Yitzhahara called Esav, which he had. We don't know that part of the story. Like we read Gedolim stories about, Rav Yosha when he was already Rav Yosha. What about Rav Yosha when he was a youngster? We say a lot about him too, that he was very great then. But every tzaddik goes through a tkufa in his life where he's falling, and he's falling, and he's falling. On his madriga, he's falling. Like Rabbi Nachman, he said about himself, you have no idea how many times I fell, not just in my life, in one day how many times I fell. This is where it connects to Moshe Rabbeinu, because we find that the sukkah is really the bechin of the Mishkan. That it was only after Yom Kippur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, I want a Mishkan. And building of the sukkah is the building of the Mishkan. Mishkan is a temporary dwelling. The sukkah is a temporary dwelling of the Mishkan Hashem, Shekhinah Hashem. What do we find about the Mishkan though? It says that the inauguration, the chinuch of the Mishkan was what? To put it up and to bring it down. That's what it was. They assembled the Mishkan and they put it down. They assembled it and put it down. 7-8 days, up, down, up, down, up, down. That's how they inaugurated the Mishkan. Not only that, but it says in the Pasuk at the end of Sefer Shemos that every time they tried to build the Mishkan and to give it a proper kiyum, it fell. They tried to build it and it fell. Build it and fell. There was only one person who was able to build the Mishkan, and that was Moshe. Vayakem Moshe es haMishkan. Moshe was able to build the Mishkan. And Hashem says to Moshe says to Hashem, how am I supposed to build this? It's so heavy. Who can possibly build the Mishkan? Hashem says, don't worry. Do things with your hands as if you're building it. I'll take care of it. Moshe understood the secret of how to build the Mishkan and why it is that a person, even if he falls, he can still bounce back up, because he realizes that Hashem is behind everything which he does anyways. The Vayakem Moshe Asa Mishkan means that we may be sitting in the Sukkas David, but the one who builds the Mishkan is Moshe Rabbeinu. When we build this Mishkan, called the Sukkah, we become the Moshe Rabbeinu who build the Sukkah. That's why Vayakem Moshe is Gematria Sukkas David. Moshe builds the Mishkan, but he gives a kiyum to the Sukkas David HaNofeles. Moshe has that kayach. And perhaps the reason why we have 7 days of Sukkas David HaNofeles is because the Pasuk says, Kisheva Yipol Tzadik Vekam. That a tzaddik falls 7 times. And a person has to see the sukkahs, David HaNofeles, is that day 1 I fall, day 2 I fall, day 3 I fall, day 4 I fall. But every day there's schach on top of the sukkah. Every day, a person shouldn't look at these averes as like he's striking out. That he's able to take that, he seizes an opportunity to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He cherishes the averes. It's a chiddush, and that's why David HaMelech was despised in his time, because he created a derech which was unbeknownst to the world before, that a person should capitalize, he should see it as an opportunity, as a schos, yeah. Noir alila al b'nei Adam. And that's perhaps why it's called the Yamin Noirayim, because it's connected to what's called the Noir alila. But we understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu fears the veil, we walk away with like, wow. Like the hashkach in the world and how Hashem set up this world, who would think like that? That's such a noira. That's such a noira like that. And it's going to be this kirva from all the averas, which is going to lead us into Shemini Atzeres, which is like the climax of everything. Shemini Atzeres is what's called the Yichud Hashlem, that oneness with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't come out of the Yom Kippur, where you're like on a clean slate. It comes out of after you reconcile with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you have such a kurva after the avoid of the Tshuva Me'ava and coming closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you have that Yichud with Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is what he was looking for. That it was set up that way, that you should be connected in such a way from that Ritzu with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is really what Nekudas Mashiach is. It's the Vayakim Moshe Sukkas David, I mentioned before, that the Zayar says that the Neshama of Mashiach is this merging of the Neshama of Moshe and the Neshama of David. It's like a Chatzi Shekel. Chatzi is Moshe, and Chatzi is David, which is why if you take the Gematria Moshe David, it's Gematria Mashiach. With the Koilo, because you have to be Koilo them together. It's the Vayakim Moshe with the Sukkas David. And what comes out of that is the Yisoy that Rabbi Nachman taught time and time again, like he said about himself, where he says that there's no Yiyush Bechlal. But it's not just a pshat that you shouldn't be Miyayish, because that's very, it's discouraging a little bit. It's not, that's not the var that Rabbi Nachman meant, Ein Shem Yiyush Klal. The Zichr no Yiyush, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's a nice and not Koyach Lasus Chayil. But it's a different perspective. It's that if a person slips up, he should see it as an opportunity for greater closeness than before, to have Kirvas Elokim. The chap, the noira in the alila of the mistakes which we make. Perhaps that's why Kisheva Yipol Tzadik Hakam is Gematria Mashiach Bimiluah. Which means that if you spell out the word Mashiach Lagamre, it's Kisheva Yipol Tzadik Hakam. That's the message of Mashiach Tzidkenu. The godless of Mashiach Tzidkenu is that he's able to rebound from all the mistakes. And you would think, oh, Mashiach doesn't make any mistakes. On his level, he makes mistakes. Whatever that means, he makes mistakes. He doesn't go to sleep thinking like he's the Mashiach. He goes to sleep thinking like Avraham LeBelzer would go to sleep, and he would constant himself, like if he had a Havamina to put his shirt on backwards, he would constant himself that he had a Havamina to put his shirt on backwards. I mean, he was looking for ways to do tshuva. He was looking for faults in himself that he should capitalize on that and to come close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a deep sugya, but there's something to walk away with. Certainly, something to walk away with. And the whole Torah that Rabbi Nachman taught, which is this thing, you know, not to be misyayish, machazeh, constant chizuk, but to know that from every fall, every yirid is a tzarech aliyah, an aliyah which is greater than before. And this is really the nekudas Mashiach of this door. If we have to count our schusim, if we're intellectually honest with ourselves, like, can we say about ourselves that really we're loim de Torah, that we're real Bali Tfila, that we're sincere, that we're real Gemara Chassadim, that we're very Zahir in the mitzvahs. The Shavach of this Torah is that we're literally living in 50th level of Tumah. And there's kfiris all around us, and we're living in a world right now that they wish to destroy, that the Shem Hashem shouldn't be Nisgar Al Peh. There should be no Mer Hashem. They're trying to take the Madur Kama of the world, which is that there was once a Bayer Olam, and then say, no. Madura Basa, people are pressing the reset button on all of history. As if like there was never a Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why they're going after the Yidden, because we are the ones who represent the Eibishter in this world, where the Tzelem Elokim, we declare in everything which we do, that there's a Bari Olam, he's Mashkiach on the world, and he's going to bring this world to the Tachlis, which he designed it to be, and that's Mashiach Tzidkenu. And there's a big clash which is taking place right now between those who are trying to stop it and those who are been charged to make it happen. And even though, this is the Shevach of this door, even though we're in Shar Nun of the Kfiris, Haster Aster Panim, and a Jew can give many, many excuses and to say, I'm out. And even when he makes mistakes, he comes back and he's Machazak himself, no matter what, that's the Nitzas Mashiach itself. We won't be able to present to Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, listen, I was really Mehudr in how I did Netilas Yadayim. I'm not going to accept that. But Hashem's going to accept, and he's going to prove to you that you have Nekudas Mashiach, because no matter what came your way, you came back every single day to Daven Shacharis. You came back every single day to the Beis Medrash. That's the Nekudas Mashiach which we're seeing in this generation. At the end. This is the Nitzitz Mashiach which each and every one of us has. And we should be able to beautify it and to cherish it and to make it so special, so beautiful for Kodesh Baruch Hu, not just to bounce back, but to bounce back and seeing every opportunity as more Kivas Elokim. We should be zeichet to that Zikr, so that Kivas Elokim, Tshuva Shleima, B'mehira, B'mehira.